Wink Martindale, pioneering game show host of Tic-Tac-Toe, Gambit, High Rollers, dies at 91. By Breitbart News on April 16, 2025. Los Angeles, AP, Wink Martindale, the genial host of such hit game shows as Gambit and Tic-Tac-Toe, who also did one of the first recorded television interviews with a young Elvis Presley, has died. He was 91. Martindale died Tuesday at Eisenhower Health in Rancho Mirage, California, according to his publicist Brian Mays. Martindale had been battling lymphoma for a year. He was doing pretty well up until a couple weeks ago, Mays said by phone from Nashville. Gambit debuted on the same day in September 1972 as The Price is Right with Bob Barker and The Joker's Wild with Jack Barry. From the day it hit the air, Gambit spelled winner. And it taught me a basic tenet of any truly successful game show: kiss. Keep it simple, stupid, Martindale wrote in his 2000 memoir Winking at Life. Like playing old maids as a kid, everybody knows how to play 21, i.e. blackjack. Gambit had been beating its competition on NBC and ABC for over 2 years. But a new show debuted in 1975 on NBC called Wheel of Fortune. By December 1976, Gambit was off the air and Wheel of Fortune became an institution that is still going strong today. Martindale bounced back in 1978 with Tic-Tac-Toe, the classic X's and O's game on CBS that ran until 1985. Overnight I had gone from the outhouse to the penthouse, he wrote. He presided over the 88-game winning streak of Navy Lieutenant Tom McKee, who earned over $300,000 in cash and prizes that included 8 cars, 3 sailboats and 16 vacation trips. At the time, McKee's winnings were a record for a game show contestant. I love working with contestants, interacting with the audience and to a degree, watching lives change, Martindale wrote. Winning a lot of cash can cause that to happen. Martindale wrote that producer Dan Enright once told him that in the 7 years he hosted Tic-Tac-Toe he gave away over $7 million in cash and prizes. Martindale said his many years as a radio DJ were helpful to him as a game show host because radio calls for constant ad-libs and he learned to handle almost any situation in the spur of the moment. He estimated that he hosted nearly 24 game shows during his career. Martindale wrote in his memoir that the question he got asked most often was, "Is Wink your real name?" The second was, "How did you get into game shows?" He got his nickname from a childhood friend. Martindale is no relation to University of Michigan defensive coordinator Don Martindale, whose college teammates nicknamed him Wink because of their shared last name. Born Winston Conrad Martindale on December 4, 1933, in Jackson, Tennessee, he loved radio since childhood and at age 6 would read aloud the contents of advertisements in Life magazine. He began his career as a disc jockey at age 17 at WPLI in his hometown, earning $25 a week. After moving to WTJS, he was hired away for double the salary by Jackson's only other station, WDXI. He next hosted mornings at WHBQ in Memphis while attending Memphis State. He was married and the father of 2 girls when he graduated in 1957. Martindale was in the studio, although not working on air that night, when the first Presley record, That's All Right, was played on WHBQ on July 8, 1954. Martindale approached fellow DJ Dewey Phillips, who had given Presley an early break by playing his song, to ask him and Presley to do a joint interview on Martindale's TV show Top 10 Dance Party in 1956. By then, Presley had become a major star and agreed to the appearance. Martindale and Presley stayed in touch on occasion through the years, and in 1959 he did a transatlantic telephone interview with Presley, who was in the army in Germany. Martindale's second wife, Cindy, briefly dated Presley after meeting him on the set of G.I. Blues in 1960. In 1959, Martindale moved to Los Angeles to host a morning show on KHJ. That same year he reached number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart with a cover version of Deck of Cards, which sold over 1 million copies. He performed the spoken word wartime story with religious overtones on The Ed Sullivan Show. I could easily have thought, wow, this is easy. I come out here, go on radio and TV, make a record and everybody wants to buy it, he wrote. Even if I entertained such thoughts, they soon dissipated. I learned in due time that what had happened to me was far from the ordinary. A year later he moved to the morning show at KRLA and to KFWB in 1962. Among his many other radio gigs were two separate stints at KMPC, owned by actor Gene Autry. His first network hosting job was on NBC's What's This Song?, where he was credited as Win Martindale from 1964-65. He later hosted two Chuck Barris-produced shows on ABC, Dreamgirl 67 and How's Your Mother-in-Law? The latter lasted just 13 weeks before being cancelled. I've jokingly said it came and went so fast, it seemed more like 13 minutes. Martindale wrote, explaining that it was the worst show of his career. Martindale later hosted a Las Vegas-based revival of Gambit from 1980-81. He formed his own production company, Wink Martindale Enterprises, to develop and produce his own game shows. His first venture was Headline Chasers, a co-production with Merv Griffin that debuted in 1985 and was cancelled after one season. His next show, Bumper Stumpers, ran on U.S. and Canadian television from 1987 to 1990. He hosted Debt from 1996-98 on Lifetime Cable and Instant Recall on GSN in 2010. Martindale returned to his radio roots in 2012 as host of the nationally syndicated The 100 Greatest Christmas Hits of All Time. In 2021, he hosted syndicated program The History of Rock and Roll. In 2017, Martindale appeared in a KFC ad campaign with actor Rob Lowe. He is survived by Sandy, his second wife of 49 years, and children Lisa, Madeline Ad Laura and numerous grandchildren. He was preceded in death by his son, Wink Jr. Martindale's children are from his first marriage, which ended in divorce in 1972.